Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The way that a man communicates with the world says a lot about him as a person. And it also changes the way that other people treat you. A lot of your success as a man can come from effective communication with people. It's arguably one of the greatest skills that you can master. And for myself, I was not a great communicator, as I don't think many people are, when I was a younger man. And I'll play you a clip now of me trying to communicate with my phone when I first started out doing any kind of social media.
Turns out some of you want some help with your credit score. I'll give you basically one tip. I'll try and give you a tip a day. First tip for today is something called the electoral roll. Most of you know what that is. You'll be on the electoral roll. If you don't, look it up. See if you're on the electoral roll. And if you're not, get yourself.
Now, as you can see, that's a lot further away from the way that I speak now and the way I illustrate ideas and talk to a camera. And that's because I've done nearly 1,000 videos, if we take into account holding up the camera like this, speaking on YouTube like this. I've done nearly 1,000 reps of speaking on camera, watching myself back and trying to improve. So I'm going to give you guys some tips on how to speak more like a man, how to speak more masculine and get people to respect you with the things that you say. Number one, when I was younger, I always used to try and be polite when I said things. So I would go into, let's say, a shopping mall. And I say, oh, excuse me, do you think it's possible if maybe you could help me find the underwear and help me to stop shitting my pants when I speak to people? I added a lot of filler words. As I become more confident in myself, I say things how they are. Guys, follow me. Would you mind showing me where the underwear is? I speak directly. I don't add filler words. And this is just something, once you're conscious of it, one of the great things that you can do for yourself is become conscious of the way that you speak. And now that you're conscious of it, you can just slowly start to change it. So when you go into a bar and you order a drink, I think today do you think it's possible if maybe I could have a soda water, please? Instead, you go in, can I have a soda water, please? Two soda waters, one for me and one for the fair maiden next to me. That's how you want to speak. You want to know exactly what you want to say. When you're trying to get everybody's attention, excuse me, guys, would you mind just, guys, I think we could just listen up for a minute, please. Guys, listen up. You raise your voice. You say exactly what you want to say. And you say exactly how you want to say it. And this just makes you clearer, makes you more certain, makes you more masculine. And it commands respect. Because people, if they believe you to be weak by the way that you speak, they're much more likely to not do what you say. Unfortunately, even the nicest of people, when somebody puts themselves under them with the way that they speak, in that hierarchy, they will treat you in a different way. But when you command the world around you, when you go out into the world and you say exactly what you want and you say it in clear language and you say it precisely in as few words as possible, that's when you start to get some respect as a man. Number two, if you want to speak more like a man, drop the phrases that children say. There's a time and a place for speaking like a child. There's a time and a place for quoting South Park. There's a time and a place for doing your Gollum impression.
My lovely, nasty little hobbitses. My precious.
But that's not all the time. So when you're speaking to people in day-to-day life, certainly in business, try and drop the phrases and modern-day culture that you've maybe picked up. Yo, G, what's up, G? How you doing, G? drop that stuff and talk like a normal human being. Try not to quote too many other people. Talk the way that you want to talk, but talk clearly and try not to use modern day phrases. Don't use all the modern day stuff that everybody's saying. Oh, that's so based, man. You're such a based human being right now. You're based as hell. Oh, dude, that's totally rad. I don't know if anybody says that anymore, but you can say that. Totally rad is a good thing to say. But try and speak, if you're trying to speak more masculine, you're trying to get people to take you seriously, as I imagine a lot of guys watching this are because you're younger, try to drop the modern day phrases, shit you've picked up on TikTok and that you hear streamers say. Talk like a normal human being. Number three, slow down. Take it easy with your speech. We often think that things are moving a lot slower than they actually are. When you're trying to get a point across to somebody, sometimes you'll speed things up because you think people are going to get bored, but they're not. They will sit there, they will hang on your every word. If you use pauses, if you take your time with conversation, if you make each word clear and crisp, that's how you want to speak. You don't need to be speaking so fast and everything's like this, blah, blah, because people see that as a sign of you being nervous, of being anxious. As the king, as the lion, as the leader of the pack, people hang on your every word. They have to wait to hear what you have to say. And you slow it down and you make them wait. Fantastic, right? So when you're speaking to people, especially when you're speaking to prospects in sales, when you're speaking on camera, when you're speaking to women, slow everything down. Take a nice deep breath and just get the words out in the way that you want to say them, using the least amount of words possible. Number four, to communicate effectively, to talk effectively, and to talk in a masculine manner, you must look people in the eyes. And I like to look people directly in the eyes when I first meet them, but then I'll look away. I'll look at something else whilst I'm talking, whilst they're talking, and I'll look back to them again. What you want to make sure you're not doing is just looking down every time you say something, because that's a big indicator that you're submitting to them, that you're nervous and shy. And you don't want to look that way. So look them dead in the eyes, not stare at them non-stop, but look them in the eyes, say what you want to say, have a little look away and look back again. That's how you effectively communicate as a masculine man. You look people in the eyes because you're not scared. You do not worry. You look at them and you steal their soul if they're your enemy. And one that I've had to work on massively over the years is getting rid of the filler words, the ums and ahs. Most people use them because they've never consciously thought about the way that they speak. But you can get rid of them quite easily just by using the first few tips. When you slow down, when you take your time with what you say, when you try to say things in the least amount of words possible while still getting your point across, and you're aware that you're using ums and ahs, rather than use an or an ah in a sentence, you just pause. And you get comfortable with the silence. So you don't have to go, guys, I think it's probably like a little bit like this. Like, I think we could do something. Be certain with the words that you say. Get them out of your mouth. And I'll give you an activity to practice this so that you can go out and improve in the world. Get your phone out right now. Put it up on the side. And try and speak to your phone as if it was a person without using any of these filler words. Have a look at yourself on camera and see how you communicate, because you'll instantly look and you'll think, oh, I could have done that better. I'm not sure why I'm doing that. Why am I looking off in that direction? Why can I not sit still and look the camera in the eye and say exactly what I want to say? I'll probably look at this video and I will reverse engineer it and think, okay, what could I have done better in this video? How could I have made it more engaging? How could I have communicated in a better way? And my final tip is, when you speak, try and use changes in tone. Go high, go low, speak in different tones to try and keep people engaged. When you have a point, sometimes lean in with a bit of a whisper and then come back and do it a little bit like this and then come back like this and then talk again like this. Because when you have these changes in tone, apparently, according to the fucking talking gods, it keeps people more engaged. So boys, I hope you enjoyed that. Lads, I hope you enjoyed it. That is a quick video on how you can talk more like a man and gain more respect in your life. If you use that, I guarantee you will start to communicate more effectively. It's been a pleasure. See you on the next one. Whoopah!
What do you actually want if you could have anything, and who would you be? Most people are not operating anywhere near the level that they could be. Most people don't even know. They want a better life, but they don't know what that is. The quickest way to become the person you want to become is to get new friends. You only need to hear one thing slightly differently and it pushes you to that next level. If the pack that you're rolling with is destructive, it's going to destroy you. No matter how strong-willed you are, if you keep hanging out with those people, you'll be the same as them. But it works the other way around. If you're with five guys that are absolutely killing it, you'll become the sixth.